Good morning, a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with a COVID update. I know there's several things here that you want to talk about.
That's right. The overall test rate continues to go in the right direction at steadily sort of under 2% right now. At the same time, the number of folks who are up to at least one dose of vaccine is up to about 44%. But there's a growing concern from some health and local officials that what we're seeing is a flattening of the increase in people getting the vaccine, the number not rising as sharply as some people would like to hope. So they're trying to get more word out there to get people out there because now the supply is there and there's places to get the vaccine. At the same time, the state started using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again after the feds had ended their pause because of some concerns about a small number of reactions to the vaccine. And we also know that a lot of places are getting ready to open wider with higher capacities, such as movie theaters, museums, and even zoos.
We're going to learn more about reapportionment this week.
That's right, reapportionment, the once-in-a-decade process where all the congressional seats get shuffled, and some states win, and some states lose seats. New York knows it's going to lose at least one seat, maybe two. The reason why is the number of seats in Congress is fixed at 435, so as population shifts around the states, the census adjusts the number that you get accordingly. In all likelihood, what's going to happen is that a Republican seat, probably upstate, will get folded in to existing seats. And that's because the Democrats here control all the levers of government in New York. Unlike the last few times there's been reapportionment, where the Republicans had the state Senate and had some control over drawing of the lines.
Finally, let's talk school aid.
Yeah, there was a record amount that just poured into districts all across New York State. A lot of federal government stimulus money, a lot of state money. And so we decided at Newsday to take a look at how exactly your school is planning on using this money. And there's three sort of categories. There's expanding of programs such as pre-kindergarten, tutoring, summer school. There's a lot of safety and health protocols, such as improving your ventilation, more cleaning of classrooms and other facilities. And finally, a lot of them are going to use it to either avoid tax increases or at least limit them to very small or maybe even cut taxes.
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.